Chapter 46. The shock that echoed through the room was contagious.
Yes, that is Spith,
she continued, dragging her hand down the length of the curtain.
I was King Malek's lover, his confidant, his friend, and his everything. And your mother.
She looked over her shoulder at Castile, her grip on the curtain tightening.
She took that away. She poisoned me with belladonna. Can you believe that? Tacky.
Her lip curled.
If Malek hadn't found me in time, I wouldn't be standing here. But he did. He just knew something was wrong.
She pressed her hand against her chest as she held us all in suspended silence.
We were heartmates. He would have done anything for me.
Queen Ileana. No, if what she was saying was true, Queen Ispeth tipped her head back.
He gave me his blood, unsure of what would happen. He was just desperate and refused to allow me to die.
I thought of Castile, what he'd done to save me.
But he didn't make me into a vampire. I wasn't the first. You see, deities aren't like Atlanteans. Their blood is far more powerful than that.
I looked at Castile. Is that true?
It is,
his brother answered.
When deities ascend a mortal, they do not become a vampire. They become something without the pesky limitations the ascended have.
Castile let out a harsh breath, and I knew he was thinking the same as I was. That his parents had to know this entire time that Queen Ileana was... that she was Ispeth. Just then the Blood Queen tore down the curtain, letting bright sunlight flow in through the window. The knights scattered back from where the sunlight crept across the floor. Ian moved quickly, avoiding contact. But she stood in the flood of sunlight, the crown and jewels at her throat, wrists and waist, twinkling. She did not begin screaming in pain, twisting in agony, or decaying. Nothing happened. Just like nothing had happened when I walked into the sunlight. I stared at her, my chest rising and falling. What are you?
I have been many things in my life. A daughter, a friend, a whore, a mistress.
That's a hell of a list to be proud of,
Castile growled as I saw Nail grip the back of a chair as he shook his head.
The mistress of King Malek. Congratulations.
Malek.
She smirked at him as the guards shifted in closer, replacing the knights who now stood in the shadowy alcoves.
I was his mistress. I loved him. I still do. That is no lie. And then your mother had to go and ruin him. But no, I am no longer the mistress of any man, mortal or god.
God? I coughed out.
Malek was a god.
Ispeth cut me off.
He was Nyctos's son, and Nyctos is no normal god. He is a primal, something far older and more powerful,
she said, and I knew that part to be true.
Any that carry his blood would be a god, but Ileana never knew that, did she? I did. I knew exactly who and what he was. A deity cannot make a vampire. And neither can a god.
Castile's hand slipped away from me.
You lie. Why would I lie about that?
She shook her head as she followed the trail of light to the steps.
Malek was a god.
Why would he pretend to be a deity if he was a god?
Castile demanded.
Because... he grew tired of being held in Elysium, while the children, generations removed, were allowed to explore beyond the mountains of Nyctos. And he could do just that. Nyctos's children were born in the mortal realm, just as his consort was.
I jolted, remembering what Nyctos had said about the primal's powers in the realm beyond Elysium. Only those born within the realm could retain their powers here. I spared a brief glance at Castile as she said,
"Come now, you do know your own history. I lived it, Castile. How do you think Malek managed to kill the other deities, seize power like he did? A deity couldn't have done that. Not even one descended from Nyctos. And there were no deities of that line. There has only ever been the two sons."
A long moment of silence passed, one where I could feel the chains of disbelief loosening and falling away as we stared at the Blood Queen, who clearly was not a Vampry.
"Did my mother know what he really was?"
Castile forced out.
"That is at least one lie she didn't tell. And as I said, I'm not a Vampry, and I am not a deity."
Her gaze focused back at me.
"Because a god ascended me, I became one."
"That is not how that works,"
Castile growled, and while I didn't know much about the gods, I had to believe he was right. One couldn't just be made into a god. She raised a brow.
"It's not?"
Veneta and Lyra inched toward Castile and me, just as Nail and the others were also doing, and had been attempting for several minutes. Their loathing and fear matched that of Delano and Kieran, and that said something. If she truly was a god, wouldn't they be drawn to her like they were to me?
"But back then, many of the Atlanteans didn't know that, and when they started ascending others, they just assumed that I was the same."
Her eyes were closed.
"Malek told me his plans, that he would pretend to side with Iloana and the council and help eradicate the ascended. Said that it was the only way. Because, you see, he couldn't let the ascended continue. He understood their threat better than most did."
She laughed then, the sound without humor.
"Even exiled, he would stay behind and fight because he had honor. But I bet no one speaks of that, do they?"
Iloana had, in a way. She had said that Malek was a good man and king for the most part, just not a good husband.
"So he snuck me out of Atlantia when the war had just begun. But I had to leave alone. It would have been too risky to bring anyone with me. Even our son."
My head turned over as Castile asked hoarsely,
"A son?"
She nodded.
"I had him before I was poisoned, and he was like you, Penelope. A blessing. He was the most beautiful baby boy there ever was. And even as a small child, he had the touch, the gift."
A fine tremor ran through her.
"Malek would find me. He promised that once he was able to leave, he would. He would keep our son safe and bring him to me, and we would simply spend an eternity together. Just the three of us. No crown and no kingdom. He promised to take us to Elysium."
Her eyes opened and they glistened with tears.
"Years went by, and the war spread across the lands. I had to hide what I was. With my dark eyes, the other ascended never questioned what I was, so I hid from the daylight and stayed among the ascended, still believing that Malek would come for me. I never lost faith. I met many who sheltered me, and it was Jalara of Vodina Isles who I discovered would be gathering his forces outside of Pompeii, where a sizable Atlantean force had gathered. I knew that was my chance to learn what had happened to Malek and my son."
Her nostrils flared.
"He would have been on the cusp of manhood by then, and he probably wouldn't have recognized me, but I didn't care. I knew I would help him remember."
She came down a step.
"So I joined Jalara at Pompeii, and you know what I saw.
the newly crowned King Valen Danir, leading the Atlantean army. And I knew.
Her hands closed into fists as her voice quavered.
I knew then that my son was gone, that he had probably been gone since the moment I left Atlantia, and they would have only been able to get to him if they had done something to Malek. For years I waited for them, never giving up, and they took that from me. He was all I ever wanted,
she screamed, and I shuddered at her words. Her chest strained the gown as she inhaled deeply.
They took everything from me. My son, my Malek. And I did nothing wrong but love. And gods, I will never love like that again. That was all. That was it.
She sliced her hand through the air.
They could have stopped this at any point. They just had to tell the truth about Malek and I. That I was not a Vampire. That he was exiled wrongly. But in doing that, they'd have to confess what they'd done. Tell all their lies. Admit to murdering children.
She hissed. And I flinched then because I knew that they had.
And they would have to give back the crown if that was what Malek wanted. So of course they didn't. And here we are.
She said quietly.
All of this.
She lifted her hands and spread her arms wide.
All of this is because of them. They created this fire and fanned it. And now it's out of control. Because I am the fire. And I will take everything from them.
From them? Not Atlantia. Not even them, really. From her was what she meant. From Iloana. The breath I took lodged in my throat. The lies. So many damn lies soaked in blood. Both kingdoms were at fault for this mess. Both queens.
All of this for revenge?
I whispered. You've created this kingdom of blood and lies for revenge.
In the beginning, yes. But it's so much bigger than that now. Now it's more than me.
Isbeth's eyes met mine. My mother's eyes met mine.
You. We're going to take it all back for me. You'd marry Malek, and through you I would seize Atlantia.
I shuddered. That's why you made me the maiden? Was there even another maiden?
That doesn't matter,
she said, pressing her hands together.
You had to be protected. That was how I kept you safe until it was time.
Time to marry a man you've kept prisoner for how many years? I exclaimed.
Does he look like a prisoner to you?
Queen Isbeth looked to where Malek stood beside the revenant. I know what you did to Castile. I am not foolish or naive enough to be convinced that you didn't do the same thing to Malek, I said. Voice low as I stepped in front of Castile, as if I could shield him from the words I'd just spoken. No matter what either of you claim, and I am sorry. Gods, I cannot believe I'm even saying this, but I am sorry for what was done to you and your son.
Who would have been your brother?
She said, eyes widening.
He is my brother.
I pointed at Ian.
He is my brother, I repeated.
What was done to you was wrong. What was done to your son was horrible.
It was, she murmured. It truly was.
But you are no better, I said. What you've done to children, to those given to the temples that don't have this revenant trait, what about the ones who died of the wasting sickness? Those fed on by vampires that you helped create? What of the second sons and daughters that you conned into believing that the ascension was an act bestowed on them by the gods? What about the people of Solus who live in fear of the gods who aren't even asleep? Who can barely fend for their families while being forced to give their children away? What about the craven, Isbeth? I demanded. What about me? I'm your daughter, and you sent me off to live with a man whose favorite pastime was whipping me and humiliating me. Her chin lifted in a sharp inhale.
I didn't know about that. I would have flayed the skin from his body and left him alive to be eaten by buzzards if I had known.
That doesn't matter, I shouted, tears clouding my eyes because all of this was so messed up, so wrong. You can't blame Iloana or Valen or Atlantia for anything else. This was all you. All you. You became this. Castile sidestepped me then, forcing me back until I felt Kieran's hands on my shoulders.
I think it's safe to say we do not agree to your terms.
You don't really have that authority, do you?
Queen Isbeth said, her lips thinning.
I know what she is. She is the ruler of Atlantia. You're just a pretty accessory.
Oh. I'm pretty, all right.
Castile's chin dipped.
And I'm also a very deadly accessory. Don't forget that.
The Blood Queen smirked.
I haven't. Trust me.
Sickened by the knowledge, by the implications and the reality of what my mother had done to Castile, to so many people, I nearly doubled over.
No,
I forced out.
No, we do not now, nor will we ever agree to your demands.
You won't like what happens if you refuse me, she said softly. Don't do this, Penelope. Give me what I want and end this.
How will giving you Atlantia end this? I asked, genuinely curious.
Would it mean you will stop the Ascended from feeding on innocence? Will you stop the right? How will giving you Atlantia change what you did to them?
Dark eyes met mine.
It won't. But you're not in a position to negotiate.
She shook her head.
I can't believe you're making me do this.
I'm not making you do anything.
But you are.
Queen Isbeth's shoulders went back as her gaze remained fixed on mine.
Kill him.
My entire body jerked as I reached out to grab Castile, because she had to be talking about him. But no guard or knight moved toward us. Neither did the Revenant. I scanned the room. Castile shouted,
"No!"
I locked eyes with Ian. A knight had stalked up behind him, sword already unsheathed. The knight was fast, sweeping the blade through the air and then slicing it through tissue, muscle, and bone. Ending life.